Today we have a short gospel from Matthew chapter 7. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is three chapters in Matthew. The Sermon on the Mount is the most famous sermon ever given in the history of the world. Today we have the Lord reminding his disciples that we can't give God lip service and not do the Father's will. He says, "Not everyone who cries out to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of the Father." See, we get to heaven by doing God's will, the will of the Father. And St. Maximilian Kolbe, when he was teaching class, would go into the chalkboard and write to his students, "Little W equals big W." He said, that's how you get to heaven. The little W is your will. The big W is God's will. When you're doing God's will, when your will equals God's will, that's how we become a saint, when we're doing the will of God. So the Lord says, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's interesting because there are many different denominations that teach this, don't they? They say all you have to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you're saved, right? That's all you have to do, according to some denominations. Whereas that seems to be contradictory to what the Lord says today. We have to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, yes, of course. But there is more to it than that. The Lord says we have to do the will of the Father. Then the Lord gives an image to talk about those who listen to the word of God and then act on them. Again, not just giving God lip service, but acting on the Lord's words. He says, there was a wise man, who built his house on rock. And that's how we want to build our house, right? Upon rock. We don't want to build it upon sand. He said that the rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house. But because it had a good foundation, because it was set on rock, it did not collapse. Whereas the fool is the one, it says, who listens to the words of mine but does not act on them, is like the person building his house on sand. It's not a good foundation, not a strong foundation. You don't build a house on the beach right by the water, right? It's not going to survive. North Carolina, Outer Banks, when the hurricanes come, a house built right on the sand near the water, it's not going to make it. You have to bring it back a little bit, dig down deep, put down the cement, put it on rock, and then it will survive the storm. Because Jesus says the rain will come, the floods will come, the winds will blow. There will be trials and difficulties in life, of course. But if your house, your faith is built upon rock, you'll survive any storm, any difficulty. But if your house is built on sand, it won't survive. I think it's very interesting that when the Lord chose Simon, he gave him the name Peter. As far as we know in archaeology and history, no one had ever been called Peter before. Jesus invented that name. He took the name of rock and turned it into a man's name. See, in the Old Testament, God was the only one that was ever called a rock. God is our rock and our salvation. But he took this man named Simon and he changed his name to Cephas or Kepha in Aramaic. Cephas in Greek. And he said, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against it." Even though the winds will blow, the storms will come, the rain will buffet the church, it will survive because it is founded by Christ, the Son of God, upon Peter the rock. So we should ask ourselves, do we realize that our faith is built upon the rock of Christ, the rock of St. Peter? So when the storms of life come, we are very blessed because we have this rock, which is our Catholic faith, to be able to hold on to the faith given to us by Jesus Christ.